Welcome to Attention from the American Advertising Federation District 10, the unifying voice of advertising, ranked in the top 20 of the best advertising podcasts. I'm Ray Schillens. Conversations with the people in our industry who make advertising and marketing impactful and relevant. Our stories take you behind the scenes on a variety of advertising platforms where we explore current trends and topics. D10 includes Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. The American Advertising Federation delivers professional development, networking opportunities, recognition of advertising excellence, industry news and resources, the promotion of the value of advertising, and assistance in helping develop future industry leaders. You can find out more at AAF10.org. Well, here's a conference, more of a party because it is South Padre Island, but it is a we'll call it a conference, okay? It's the D10 Summit, and it is it's happening on the 26th to the 29th of September down in South Padre. I love the stuff that was written about this thing, too, as well. Join us on the beautiful shores of innovation and creativity. Can you see that, how that comes together? Innovation and creativity is advertising leaders and marketing trailblazers and a whole bunch of partygoers coming together to ride the waves of the latest trends. That had some thought behind that statement, Kimberly, and I like that. It's a good thing. So we've got We've got that coming up here. You are the conference chair, Kimberly Selber, and I'll call you Kimberly, or can I call you Kim? What do you prefer?
You can call me Kimberly.
Okay, Kimberly.
Or you can call me KP.
KP?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a story behind that, too. But
okay. And if you come to the conference, I'll tell you the story.
Okay, the answer is at the conference in the sand right next to the hotel. You've got to dig for it and you'll find it.
Find the clues.
a lot of people are coming to this conference, you know, really. And AB, of course, is involved greatly in this conference, being the governor of District 10 as well. He said, well, we're going to have a party down at my house, okay? We're going to have fun down on Padre Island. And, of course, it's a great destination. I think we're so fortunate that kind of missed the weather this time. And that kind of messes things up a little bit when these conferences and such happen. So there's a good opportunity. And there's a lot of people coming to this conference already. But you could never have too many people to come to the conference again, the 26th through the 29th of this month. So we're doing it a little bit late, you know, in the game here. But you know what? We still want to tell people about it because it is really cool. Kimberly is the conference chair, of course, but she is also with the College of Liberal Arts, the interim associate dean, community engagement associate professor, graduate program director at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley Department of Communication. And you were also a past president in the Valley. You're also VP in the Rio Grande Valley chapter of the American Advertising Federation. How do you find the time, Kimberly?
I'm just tired listening to you.
Okay. Well, I think you have lots of great energy, and that's what's going to make this conference really cool. You shared some things with another interview that you did with Telemundo, and that's kind of cool that they're talking about this as well. It is the American Advertising Federation District 10, hosted by AAF Rio Grande Valley. It's called the D10 Summit, and it is the underscore is Trending Tides. I really like that a lot. So you've got a great location. You're at the Marriott Courtyard, South Padre Island, right there on the beach. And you are just giving people an opportunity, anybody in marketing, or maybe you're interested in marketing, or maybe you're in a club here in District 10, to attend a conference with internationally recognized speakers in the Rio Grande Valley. And the question is, who should go? Well, you should go. Everybody should go. And if you're a marketer, advertiser, communication, in-house, big agency, small agency, nonprofit, school district, chambers, and a whole bunch of other great people in our industry. And as I said before, Kimberly, there's a lot of people come to this conference already. I know you've got close to 100 attendees signed up, and some people are flying in, probably on their private jets because, you know, that's the way it is. But and, you know, here's the cool part about this. You have put together a really, really cool host of people that are going to be part of the conference. These are These are people who are very impactful in our industry, and I want you to talk about these folks, too. I'm sure you were the one that made the calls and said, please, would you come to my conference? Aldo Quevedo, CEO and creative chairman for Beautiful Beast, one of the most successful omnicultural marketing agencies in the United States. He is the first Mexican to be inducted into the Advertising Hall of Honor and the first to win an International Cannes Lion. Brenda Hernandez, creative director for Airbnb Latin America. Wow. Brenda grew up in Rio Grande. That's kind of cool. She's coming home. Talk about the brand she's got, Google, Target, Tecate, Victoria's Secret. Francisco Cardenas is principal of digital strategy for Lerma. We know those guys out of Dallas. It's a multicultural agency and Ad Age's Small Agency of the Year for 2022 and 23. And he is, again, just a huge player of, you know, avocados from Mexico, Dr. Pepper, Metro, the Home Depot, and all that kind of stuff. So you're here. I got to give you a chance to talk, Kimberly, that this is just a great lineup of people. These are legitimate people in our industry that people want to hear from. So first of all, how'd you get all these great people to come to your party on South Padre? What'd you do?
Well, I got to say, it's all about connections. You know, that's what we do in this industry, right? And I connected with some former students up in Dallas and said, I'm having this conference and I would like to talk to you about, what would you like to hear about? Well, the next thing I know, I've got people calling me. Aldo Quevedo called me and said, Franco Caballero said you needed help. So here I am.
Wow.
And that's how it all started. Brenda and Francisco, they are near and dear to my heart. Both of them took classes with me, Francisco when I taught at UT, and Brenda here at UTRGV. It was UTPA then.
Wow.
And we've stayed in touch all these many, many years. They come back, they guest lecture in my classes. I learn from them. And so I put some calls out, and then they put calls out and said, hey, let's go do this. And so I was quite overwhelmed, and not one person asked for a speaking fee.
Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Some of them even went and said, we're going to sponsor ourselves to come, and we are going to go find additional funds so that, you know, we can bring in some great names. And, you know, you just named three of our keynote speakers. There are four others.
But wait, there's more.
Keynote. Right. Not to mention all the breakout session speakers.
Yeah.
We really have an amazing group of people. And quite frankly, you know, when you put a conference together, you, especially for our industry, there's so many different niches. Right?
Yeah.
There's, you know, are we talking to creatives? Are we talking to strategists? Are we talking to, you know, the media folk? Are we talking to media planners? Are we talking about, you know, what are we, who do we need to talk to?
Sure.
And the answer is, well, we kind of need to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, putting that together and finding the thread that could weave this all together has been the most challenging, but also some of the most fun because we've all been working together. Our team here in the Rio Grande Valley, there's a team of 18 of us that are working together to put this conference on, including our governor, A.B. Barrera, who is part of our club.
Yeah.
And that's been really rewarding. It's been very, very rewarding.
You know, it's got to make you feel really good that you can put together something like this that is so relevant and meaningful to our ad community. And it's not an easy task. We've done Advention before and, you know, things like that. And it's not easy to do that. And, you know, you're throwing a big party for 4 days there. And there are so many things. Obviously, you've got these great speakers. You say, talk about the breakout sessions, too, as well. What's going on there with breakout?
So we're going to be, you know, kind of in your typical conference model, keynote speaker, breakout session, keynote speaker food, mm-hmm. breakout session. So you'll have the opportunity to spend time with some folks who are talking about leadership, whether it be creative leadership or, work-life balance leadership in your own life. We've got folks that are going to be talking about, specifically about branding and communication across culture. One of our local agencies here, Pollux Castor, they have several clients, but one of them in particular that they're going to be talking about is in Mexico. Now, wow. Where we are, we're about 11 miles from the Mexican border.
Yeah.
So to have a client in Mexico is, across town, so to speak. But how you market that product in Mexico and how you market that product 12 miles away in the United States
different.
Is going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
And so really understanding, that border culture,
yeah.
that intersection of culture is important. And so they're going to be talking about how they do that and how they've done it so successfully. We've got Better Business Bureau is going to be talking about marketplace trust.
Okay.
In fact, I even talked about that today in my class because it's so relevant. What is ethics in advertising today? What does that mean?
Oh yeah.
And how do we think about that? How do we frame that? We've got, of course, you talked about Francisco. We've been talking a lot about how much people will pay not to see advertising. What do you do?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right.
What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And our audience, they've got choice. And so how do we bridge that gap and make sure that they're hearing our messages?
Yeah.
I'm also real excited about a panel discussion. And this will be one of our keynotes with Stephanie Price. She is our former governor,
She
sits on the Council of Governors mm-hmm. right now at the national level. Stephanie is the director of digital marketing for Historic Hotels of America and Historic Hotels Worldwide. And so we're going to hear from Stephanie and from Brenda, who's with Airbnb, and Herschel Patel, who is the owner of the Marriott Courtyard and many other hotels here in the Rio Grande Valley, and talking about travel and sense of place and how that has changed over the last 5 years with COVID and sustainability with travel and tourism marketing.
Wow.
And I think that's really very relevant, especially to our chambers of commerce and our EDCs.
Couple of things you mentioned as well, the BBB. We work a lot with the BBB here in Houston. We do produce the awards of excellence. The Better Business Bureau was the foundation of the American Advertising Federation. It was the very beginnings mm-hmm. of, and it was based on ethics, as you mentioned, which is really cool to see that you guys are engaged with BBB. There are so many organizations out there these days, including influencers and people who really aren't legitimate. Or you have to pay to get a rating or something like that. But the Better Business Bureau brings it back to the foundational stuff that needs to be done. So that's really cool that you guys are doing that kind of stuff. Another thing you mentioned, too, Houston, here in Houston, the most diverse city in the United States. And you don't think of cross-cultural marketing, but we should. Obviously, it's in the Rio Grande Valley. Because it's there very much in a very, very big way. So you guys down south from Houston are a lot like Houston and probably share a lot of the same things, not only about Houston, but Dallas and San Antonio and all those great cities, too. In the district, even as far as north as Oklahoma City, there's got to be some good and relevant information as these cities become more culturally diverse. So, even if you're not in a big market that is a bilingual market, there's a lot of good stuff, it sounds like to me, Kimberly, that people can pick up mm-hmm. here. You're on South Padre Island. You got to mention the food because food is an attractor down there. So what kind of special things do you Have you planned for the dinner, Kimberly? Or somebody's planned that, I'm sure.
Let me tell you about the party.
The party. So okay. Yeah, I like that.
Let me say we're going to kick off the weekend, so to speak, on Thursday evening with a sunset get together, little mixer at the Birding Center.
Oh my God.
Which is right across the street from the hotel. It's also an alligator sanctuary.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting. Yep. And I won't go into the big birding talk, but South Padre is home to and a stop off for hundreds of thousands of birds during the migration season.
Oh yeah.
And so we're going to start there, and if you haven't been to the Birding Center, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility with walkways out into the bay and lookout posts, and just really a very magical location. And we're very lucky that the Birding Center is hosting us to kick this off in conjunction with South Padre Islands EDC.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And I didn't mention, if I could for just a second, our morning speaker kicking off the conference is Wendy Knight. And Wendy Knight is the CEO of Sea Turtle Inc. And one thing you will discover, if you've never been to South Padre Island, South Padre Island is all about our sea turtles.
Oh, okay.
And it is a big deal. And during February of 2021, Wendy had not been here too long. She had came from a background in insurance and finance to take over CEO of this nonprofit that had, for the most part, been a grassroots organization started by a woman on the island who, her name is Isla. Isla loved the turtles. She would dress the turtles up and take them to the schools, teach the children about the importance of the sea turtles.
Wow.
Here on the island. And Isla was also friends with Amelia Earhart, so that just kind of gives you some time
frame. Are you kidding me? That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah. And so years later, of course, you know, Wendy comes down and, you know, COVID hits. And then in February of 2021, we had the cold snap that was unusual, very unusual.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you have that level of cold snap, the turtles are basically paralyzed.
Ooh.
And right. And so the turtles, you know, to breathe and to feed, you know, they need to go up and down. Well, they're paralyzed because it's too cold. The water's too cold. So they rescued over 3,000, almost 4,000 turtles with community volunteers. And then all the power grid failed for the state of Texas. So Elon Musk has to come to the rescue with a generator to power up the convention center to warm up the turtles. And then there's a gas. I mean, it's just all these things. And so Wendy's going to be talking about, you know, how to take a situation like that, a crisis, and do all they did, all the right things, the international press that they got, and where they're at today. And what you will see when you come is the almost nearly finished largest freestanding sea turtle hospital in the world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're telling me things I've never heard before about this amazing island, and I'm going, that's pretty doggone cool. That is so cool. And will Elon be giving free rides on the rocket ship while folks are there? I was just thinking that'd be a nice kind of a fun thing to
do
as well.
I bet we could get him to. It'll only cost about $1 billion maybe?
Hey, you know what? That's fine. We'll just, you up the price of the conference and we're covered here. It's no big deal.
There you go.
I like that.
We'll just need one person to come.
this is like that cruise that lasted 9 months, except it lasts for 4 days and it's on South Padre. People coming away from that cruise are like, this is the best thing I ever did. And I think it's really smart too. You know, Advertising Federation does events all around the world, all around the country. But when you put something on South Padre Island, it's like, you know, I think I'm going to find time to go down there and do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. But it basically sounds like there's been a tremendous amount of thought put into not only the teaching stuff about the turtles as well, but the teaching stuff for advertising and marketers. But it just to have a kind of a feel-good get-together for folks in our industry. So it sounds like what you've done, Kimberly, is put together a really fine event. So congrats on doing that. As I said, it's not an easy task to do. Are you tired?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm absolutely, you know, I'm buzzed, you know, from, you know, all of it coming together. I really am. And I know my family is excited for it to be over.
I was going to say, have they seen you lately? Or, you know, that's one of those things. Is mom ever coming home? You know what I'm saying? It's a
Not a good thing. You know, here's something kind of cool. My daughter is actually going to be attending the conference.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
This is the first time that she and I have done something professionally together. And so that's kind of exciting.
Is your daughter in advertising as well? Is your daughter in advertising and marketing, or what does she do?
She is working for an advertising agency in San Antonio right now.
Oh, cool.
She's working with Image House Media. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she is a senior at Trinity University.
Perfect. Now, you're about to say something. Go ahead and tell me what you're going to tell me.
I was. You asked me about the food and, you know, the parties, and I'm sorry I digressed about the sea turtles, because that's a really, you know, that's important.
Yeah, okay.
But on Friday, we're having an old-fashioned beach party where, you know, flip-flops, shoes optional, wear your shorts. Great music, great food, right at the hotel, because the hotel is on the beach.
Oh, boy.
And so, right, exactly. I mean, grab your drink and stroll on out into the surf, literally.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be happening on Friday night. And then on Saturday evening, at the conclusion of the conference, we're having a closing party at Longboard, which is a restaurant on the bay side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the island, it's not very wide. It's like not even a whole, I think it might be a mile wide. It's
narrow. Right.
And so we'll be on the bay side, which gives you the best sunset. And we've got an area there. We'll have fabulous food from Meatball Cafe at Longboard, and watch the sunset, and there's music and dancing, and it's all outdoors, and it will be a beautiful evening, because late September, the days might be a little bit warm, but the evenings are really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really beautiful.
Right.
And so, you know, when you think about it, there's a lot of, you get a lot of calories for the entrance fee, let's put it that way.
You're breakfast,
lunch, and dinner for 2 days.
Oh, my. You're going to have people not only coming to the party, but they're going to move down there just because they have the proximity of the island. And then all of a sudden, the Rio Grande Valley chapter is going to grow. It's going to be big.
I welcome them all.
Yeah, come on down. Stay a while. This is a wonderful thing.
Come on down.
You guys have put together a phenomenal event. You should win a major award for this, at least, probably a leg lamp or something like that. But you guys have done incredible stuff. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for you and for AB and all of the folks in the Rio Grande Valley. And I got to tell you something. I don't care whether you're listening to this thing in Arkansas or Louisiana or Oklahoma or somewhere in Texas, you got to find time to stop and drop and go down there and be a part of this conference, the South Padre Island Conference. It's the 26th through the 29th. You can find the time to do that. Because why? Because it's important, and because it will be fun, too. And you can't miss that. Kimberly's put together a big party for you. Come on down. It's worthwhile, and you'll have a good time there as well. And again, I'm sure your family will be thankful when the whole thing is over. But what you're going to do is breathe a big, beautiful sigh of relief that what you've done, you've accomplished something great. So I'm going to say this now. Job well done, Kimberly. Job well done.
Thank you.
Hey,
How
are things with the Ad Federation in Rio Grande? How are things going down there as well, if with you know, engagement and membership and stuff that you guys are doing, is it really coming back and bouncing back after those few years that both you and I were president of our clubs? What do you think?
Right. That was a tough time. That was a really tough time during COVID. But I can honestly say that there is a distinct buzz, absolutely a distinct buzz. And we are getting new members almost weekly right now.
Yeah.
And I've been a member of this club for, well, more than 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if our membership has ever been this high.
Wow.
And that is very exciting. But what's even more exciting to me is that there is a lot of young, there are a lot of young people new in their careers.
Sure.
That are not just becoming members because their company is a member, but they're volunteering and they're getting involved. And, you know, we're hoping our direction is that we will have an Add Two club down here soon.
Oh, you're reading my mind. That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about that too, because you know, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley Department of Communication. So you've got Add Two involved in this too, students and young professionals in advertising, huh?
We do. We have an ad club at the university, and if you come to the conference, you will get to meet a big chunk of them. Because they will be there, they will be participating. They're going to do a social media takeover for the weekend, so that all those folks who can't come will be jealous.
Sure.
And but such a great opportunity for them to meet people, to be able to sit down and talk to someone like an Aldo Quevedo from Dallas. They might not have an opportunity to do that elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, really be inspired. So my teaching motto is oftentimes what happens outside of the classroom is oftentimes more important than what happens inside. And I feel like this conference, these opportunities to get to know our colleagues from other areas is just one big, great learning party.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go for that. I like that a lot. You know, one thing you said in the very beginning, you mentioned, and it was very kind of you as well. I said, have you heard about the podcast? She goes, oh, yes, I have. I've never had you on the podcast before, though, have I? This first time for
no,
you, right?
No, you have not.
Okay, well, it's about doggone time, Kimberly.
This is my first time.
There you go. But you're a fan.
My maiden voyage.
Yeah, for sure. But you did such a great job, and I know what's going to happen. The 26th through the 29th of September is going to be over-the-top cool. It is Padre Island, South Padre Island. It is the American Advertising Federation. It is D10. Everything that's done in D10 is bigger than life, and so is this event. So congrats on that, and thanks for your hard work, along with AB and your committee members and such like that, for putting this thing together. I know if somebody goes to this event, you are guaranteed to have a great time, and you're going to learn something. Right, Kimberly?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Thanks for being here.
Sure will. Thank you so much. And if I can, I just want to say that, you know, being a part of the American Advertising Federation has been not just a professional thing for me. I was a member as a student a billion years ago. So it is very near and dear to my heart. And putting on a conference like this, as you said, like putting, you know, what did I want? But the committee and the folks here in the Rio Grande Valley who have all come together and worked so hard, it is always a team effort.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful for all of them.
And we are grateful for you, Kimberly. Thank you. Well, there you go. So, you going? Hope so. You've been listening to a podcast from the American Advertising Federation District 10. Attention is ranked in the top 20 best advertising podcasts. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Your rating on iTunes will also help us grow, and share what you've heard today on social media. It's important. Until next time, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. To learn more about AAF District 10, go to aaf10.org. This is Attention, copyright 2024. I'm Ray Shillings.